Hi, thank you so much for holding. My name is Shaney. I'm the supervisor here in the fraud department. May I have your name, please?
My name is Jeannie Haber, J-E-A-N-N-E, Haber, H-A-B as in boy, E-R.
Okay, thank you. Let me make sure that I have the correct account. Could you confirm your address for me, please?
1452 Creek Haven Place, Chico, California, 95926.
Okay, thank you. Give me just a moment to pull up the account. And I'm still here just waiting on the account to load here. I do apologize for the wait.
Yep. It's been pulled up like a couple of times in the last half hour because I've had to make several phone calls to you guys.
Okay, and I do have the account here. It looks like you had a monthly subscription to the Meal Balance Meal Plan app.
Which I did not. And that's what I'm calling about. I just discovered it on one of my charge bills. I just never saw it before. I told the gals on the other line I never signed up for it. I never needed a vacuum cleaner because I have a built-in one in the house. I didn't have a meal plan. I wouldn't subscribe to a meal plan. This is all fraud. It is not me. I received nothing. I signed up for nothing, and yet I've been charged $40 a month for like over a year, and I'm sick about it, and I got nothing. I want my money back. I don't know who did this or what did it or how. I didn't enter any contests. I didn't agree to anything.
And I was just
Hello?
Looking over the account. Yes, ma'am, while you were speaking. It looks like the account was created back in June of last year when a sweepstakes offer was completed for a Dyson Vacuum 11.
Now, I never asked for a Dyson Vacuum. I don't need one. That's the thing. I wouldn't ask for one. What was it, a chance or a contest or something? But I didn't. I have no need for a Dyson Vacuum. So I wouldn't do that. I don't know what the hell happened, but I have no meal plan. I never wanted a meal plan. I never asked for a vacuum. I don't know what the hell is going on, but I want my money back. I have received nothing for all your charges.
Okay. Do you think anybody else in your household could have created this account?
No, it is me and my husband. Nope. It's just the two of us. My kids are out of the house. No one. I don't know what the hell happened. This is a new home to us. We were burned out of our home in the big Paradise Fire. I lost everything I ever owned, everything except the clothes on my back. Been busy setting up a new household. It's hell. And I didn't catch this, and I'm furious because it's my money. I'm retired. I'm not making more money. I want my money back. I received nothing for it. You gave me nothing. That's the thing. You've been charging me $40 a month for nothing.
Okay, well, the Meal Balance. It's actually an app that you download from your app store. But some kind of way the account was created back in June when that sweepstakes was completed.
I don't have a food app on my phone. I don't have anything to show for this. I don't know how it happened. I don't know why it happened, but it's wrong. It's wrong, and it's my money. And the next call goes to the Better Business Bureau because I am not going to scream at you forever. I am just really upset at the amount of money I lost, mostly because I'm so freaking distracted with this life. COVID, fire, house loss. Every picture, every recipe, everything I ever owned. And now this is my money. I want my money back. Are you going to be able to do something about that, or am I going to the Better Business Bureau? Because I will do it right after this.
Okay. Well, let me place you on a brief hold. Let me see what we can do regarding the account, due to the account being over a year old.
I don't care how old it is. You owe me the money. I have nothing for everything you billed me for. Nothing. I never received anything.
Ms. Haber, I understand you're upset.
Oh, my God. I am so upset.
But I'm trying to see what's going on with the account and to further assist you. So give me just a moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Brief. Very brief.
And I'm still here looking over the account, Ms. Haber. Give me just another moment, okay?
Yep.
And I appreciate you being patient, Ms. Haber. I'm still working on the account for you, okay, to see what we can do.
Yeah.
Again, Ms. Haber, I am still here. I apologize for the delay, but I'm still working on your account.
Meaning that you're trying to resolve it or what?
Yes, ma'am. We're trying to get some resolve for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Ms. Haber, and I do appreciate you being patient. I was able to.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Oh, no. Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. I do apologize.
Okay.
I was able to issue refunds for.
You're cutting
give me
out
one
again.
Moment, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, I'm still here, Ms. Haber.
Okay.
I issued a refund for July, but I'm trying to see what else will the system allow me to issue, okay? So give me just another moment.
No. It's like a year's worth, not a month.
Okay, Ms. Haber, the most that the system will allow me to issue a refund for is for the July, the June, and May charges due to the fact that this account is well over a year old. all of your information is matching on your account, but I'm not sure how this account got created. Either someone else in your household set up the account, but we didn't cancel the account. And also, the most that I'm able to issue 3 refunds of $39.85 back to your card.
No, that's not satisfactory. I'm going to the Better Business Bureau. This is a system, because I have spent more than 45 minutes online waiting to talk to anybody from your office today, and I've called like 17 times. So I am going to the Better Business Bureau, because you have scalped me for a ton of money that I can't afford to lose. So give me that refund, and then you'll hear from the Better Business Bureau too, because this is bizarre. And you owe me the money. You've given me nothing, but you collected all my money. That is not fair. That is illegal. I am going to the Better Business Bureau. Get it?
All right. Yeah, and I do have a confirmation number for you. Would you like to write that down?
Just a sec, yeah. All right.
920-899-878.
Mm-hmm. All right, and your name is?
My name is Shaney. It's Shaney.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know you're saying what you have to say because it's your job, but this is very wrong. And and you can't tell me the money isn't there, because you took it all. You charged. Oh, my God. I will see this through. Goodbye.